Okay, in year four at St. Peter's School here in Walworth, it has been quite a scientific week. So the children have been doing a lot of work focusing upon science and a very particular part of their science curriculum. Now, very happy to explain a lot more about all this work. I've got four of my year four friends. So your names, please.
Matthias, Clara, Liam, Jodie.
Wonderful. We have Matthias, we have Clara, we have Liam, and we have Jodie. Now, I went into year four, and straight away, Matthias gave me a really good explanation about the work you've been doing. So, what have you been learning in year four, please?
We have been doing science, and we have been doing about invertebrate and vertebrate. So invertebrate, it means like when an animal doesn't have bone, and vertebrate means when an animal has bone. So for example, a fish is a vertebrate.
Oh, I see. Wonderful. So it's all to do with having bones or not in in your body. Maybe we should go around and just get some more examples. So should we think first of animals that are vertebrates? So animals that do have bones. Now, Clara, can you name one vertebrate, please? A cat. Yeah. If you go and stroke a cat, you can normally feel their backbone. And Liam, can you think of a vertebrate?
Well.
A whale. Whales have bones. Yeah. You sometimes see pictures of like whales that have washed up on beaches that have died, and you see all their big bones. Jodie, a vertebrate, please.
Dog.
Dog, yeah, a bit like a cat when you stroke a dog. If they're a bit thin, you feel their rib cage, they're quite nice. Okay, and then Matthias again, one more vertebrate.
Vertebrate.
Yeah, something that's got bones in.
An elephant.
An elephant. And we're sitting here in St. Peter's in the resources room. Maybe it's worth describing. Clara, can you describe, Clara, what you can see right in front of us here?
I can see a skeleton.
Yeah, so this is used certainly around the school in science. Now, we know from our definition that Matthias gave us a skeleton here, vertebrate or invertebrate? Has he got bones or not?
It has got bones.
So we're going to say it's a
vertebrate.
A vertebrate. It's got lots of bones. Right. We'll do the same thing for invertebrates, so any kind of animals or creatures. They've all put their hands up here, sort of like loads of enthusiasm, that haven't got bones. So, Liam.
An invertebrate is a worm. A worm is an invertebrate because it just crawls, it just like slithers a little bit across the floor.
Yeah, perfect. And Jodie, an invertebrate, please.
Well, insects are vertebrates. And spiders, yeah, they can like pop out of their skin and then they grow a new skin.
That's very, very
They
clever.
have a skeleton on
Yeah,
the
how
outside
handy.
but not on the inside.
And then Matthias, an invertebrate, one more example, please.
A snake, because snakes, they quite don't have really, they can't really walk, so they slide.
Yeah, they have like the bone structure. And Clara, finally, can you think of one more invertebrate? Something that's not got any bones. What about an animal, a kind of insect or animal that lives in a shell? And they slide along and they're quite slimy and ugh. Any more ideas? Jodie, can you help us out?
Crocodile?
Crocodiles. Do crocodiles have bones? What do we think?
Yes.
I was thinking maybe of either a snail or a slug, perhaps. They're
slug.
kind of similar to worms, they haven't got bones. Now, I know in year four, what you've done with your work here, you've discussed it in class, all about vertebrates and invertebrates, and then you also did some written work. So you had a table and you sorted out your different animals as to who has a bone
Table.
structure and who doesn't in your table. Brilliant, okay, I think we'll end there because that's really helped us out. So, Matthias and Clara, Liam and Jodie in year four here at St. Peter's, thank you for your help. And we'll perhaps maybe check back next week and see how your science work is progressing. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.